Fantastic. Great job, boys and girls. Straight back to the colouring in sheets. All good. If you've got a Bible, let's turn to Luke chapter 18. And just a very short reading this morning in Luke chapter 18. And as you found that, let's bow our heads and let's just pray for a moment before we read together. Father God, we want to thank you for the ability to sing your praise as we have. We thank you for the wonderful truths in those words of all that Jesus means for us, all he has done for us, and how much you love us. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to be with Edna and with the family in these days, Lord. We thank you for that rejoicing that Alistair is home with you. Yet, Lord, we struggle with that loss on an earthly basis, a daily basis. Lord, we pray that you would bring comfort and peace to them and allow them to rest knowing that his pain here on earth is over and he's rejoicing seeing you face to face. Lord, we pray in these moments now as we turn to your word that you might encourage our hearts this morning. We are thankful again for the scriptures, O Lord, the very word of God. We thank you that they are sharper than any two-edged sword. They're sweeter than the honeycomb, that they're able to make us wise unto salvation. They are a light unto our feet and a lamp for our path. Come, O Lord, by your Spirit, help us to read, to mark, to learn, and to inwardly digest, and all for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. Luke 18 and verse 15. This is God's word. People were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked him. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Amen. A little boy was caught up to no good, as the occasional little boy is found to be. He was asked rather harshly by his mother, "How do you expect to get into heaven?" He thought for a moment and with quick thinking said to his mum, "Well, I'll just run in and out and keep slamming the door until they say to me, 'For goodness sake, come in or stay out,' and then I'll go in." We laugh because many times as children, we probably heard those words from our parents. And how many times have we as parents uttered words like those to our children? How do you expect to get in to heaven? The question, of course, is better answered another way, by knowing Jesus. How can we and our children come to know Jesus? By coming to him and learning from him. D.L. Moody, the great evangelist, once returned from a meeting and reported 2.5 conversions, 2 adults and a child, I suppose, his host said. "No," said Moody, "2 children and an adult. The children gave their whole lives. The adult had only half of hers left to give." We all know that adults need to be brought to Jesus. But with children, we sometimes have this tendency to think that they're just kids. There's plenty of time in front of them. Besides, how can they understand? You can easily convince a child to say yes to the gospel, but how do you know if that conversion is real? Let's concentrate on the adults. But Jesus didn't agree with that kind of thinking. He said to his disciples here, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Let the little children come to me. Our responsibility as parents and family within the church is to be bringing our children to Jesus. This passage clearly illustrates that for us. This morning, Sandy and Jay have come to give thanks to God for the wonderful gift of their 4th daughter, Esther. They've brought Esther before God, promising to share their understanding of the Christian faith with her, as with her other girls, and to keep bringing her to Jesus as she grows and develops. So this morning, I want to encourage them in that, but I want to encourage all of us in that as well. And as we do, let's think on this. Let the little children come to me. We begin in verse 15 with the parents' responsibility. This is the parents' responsibility this morning, and it's their responsibility to bring their children to Jesus. It says that people were also bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. The little children were brought to Jesus. In the other Gospels, the word used is paideia in the Greek, which means children. But here Luke uses a different Greek word, the word brephi, meaning babe or infant. Jesus will go on to use the word paideia in a moment, ensuring that we are talking of babes as well as little children here. And isn't that a remarkable thing when you think on it? Parents and grandparents, friends and neighbors brought their own babies and the little children of the neighborhood to Jesus. They wanted Jesus to bless them and to pray for them. And this was commonplace in the day. For it was commonplace for the people to bring their children to the rabbi to have him pray for them and to bless them. People would take their children to the synagogue as well so they could pray for the kids. Do you know, in years gone by here in the United Kingdom, many people used to bring their children to church so they could learn about Jesus and be blessed by being here. There's actually evidence to show that pre-1800s, there was an incredible amount of violence about the place. And all of that changed in society in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. What was the difference, you ask? Well, the difference was that children were sent to Sunday school during those years, and they grew up differently. They grew up sharing love and compassion rather than anger and hatred. Times have changed again, sadly. And I would suggest that this is partly due to the fact that children are not brought to Sunday school anymore and are not getting the opportunity to learn about love from the one who first loved us, our Lord Jesus. In our service as parents, grandparents, as friends, and as neighbors, as believers in Jesus Christ, we have a duty to bring our children to Jesus. We have a duty to let the little child come to me. What more can we do for our young people than tell them the stories of Jesus and teach them about his love and compassion? And yes, we can do that from a young age. A parent's responsibility is to bring their child to Jesus. A parent's responsibility is twofold in the midst of that. The first one is to encourage that child. These people brought their children to Jesus. They are encouraging them from a very young age that it's important to be in the presence of this particular rabbi, of this particular teacher. They were learning and teaching that it was important to be in Jesus' presence, and that's important to come to him. They encouraged their children. In Ephesians 6 and verse 4, we read that parents should bring their children up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And the encouragement here in Luke's gospel is for parents to be telling their children about Jesus and his love. They're to be bringing them to the synagogue so that they can learn from the teachers there. And friends, we ought to be encouraging our children to come. Encourage your children by bringing them here Sunday by Sunday. It's not only that you've got the best pastor in the world, and it's not only that we've got the best Sunday school teachers in the world, but it's because we're teaching them about Jesus, and we're bringing them to him. So bring them. Yes, at times they can be noisy. Yes, they can interrupt and ask a whole lot of awkward questions. Yes, they require special attention and resources, but what a wonderful thing it is to have children here in the church. When I came here 13 years ago, we had four children on a Sunday morning. Fiona and I sat down the other week to have a look at the need for our kids and the classes after the summer, and we have 40 kids listed on that list. Isn't that an incredible thing? Bring your children to Jesus. Teach them about him today so that tomorrow the world outside might be different, because we're bringing our children up well. You know, I look out so often and my heart is warmed as I see them jump up and down. I see them learn in the children's activities all about Jesus, and they're able to tell me all about it afterwards. Listen, it's a parent's responsibility to encourage their children. So Jay and Sandy, be encouraging Esther, as you have done with Naomi and Miriam and Lydia, even from a young age. Encourage them about Jesus. Read them simple Bible stories that will warm their hearts and yours as well. Which actually leads on to the second point, because not only are we to encourage them, but we are to educate them. We have a responsibility to teach children. These people here that Jesus is talking about, that Luke's recorded for us, were teaching their children what was important in life. These people recognized who Jesus was and that he was different from all the other teachers they knew. This man was the Son of God. This man was the Lamb of God come to take away the sin of the world, as John described him. They recognized that he had the power to bless the children and to pray for them, and they longed to have Jesus pray for their children. In a text I often use, Dedications, we find the encouragement to educate our children as well. We read it at the start this morning in Deuteronomy. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Teach your children about Jesus. That's a simple thing in those words there. It's important to teach our children, even from a young age, about God and his love and the teaching in Scripture. And so these people began to educate them by bringing them to Jesus. We can help educate our children by bringing them to Jesus as well. And we do that firstly in our homes. The place to teach your children isn't just church. It's not just up to the Sunday school teachers of the world, no matter how great Fiona happens to be. It's not about your pastor, no matter how wonderful you might think he is. The important place to bring up your children is in the home first and foremost, as we read them stories of Jesus as they go to bed at night and as we pray with them. As they grow up, we share more stories and we begin to have them interact with the stories with us. We encourage them to begin to pray as well as they grow older. We educate them at home. And we educate them at home as they see and observe the way we live and the way we act. They listen to our speech, so listen. We need to watch what we're saying in our homes. We need to watch the language that we use before our children. If we are a people who are found reading the Bible every day, spending time in prayer every day, then our kids will observe that and will follow our actions. And so the converse of all of that is, if our actions are not quite so good, then guess what? They're going to copy those as well. We have an awesome responsibility as parents, those who are parents amongst us today. We educate our children by bringing them to church and the children's activities so they can learn the stories of Jesus there as well. They have an opportunity to spend time with other children learning of Jesus' love and of his goodness. They learn from the Bible how to live and to act in this world. And I am so, so grateful for those who give of their time Sunday by Sunday to teach our children. Sandy and JB reading the Bible and praying with Esther and with our sisters. We are to be educating, encouraging our children from a young age, not to force them into anything, not to put pressure on them, but to allow them to hear of the love of Jesus, a man who was willing to die to save us all. There's a great responsibility on parents. Children are a great gift from a creator God, but he places a great responsibility on us as parents. So parents, there's a responsibility. But in the midst of this, we see Jesus' request. And Jesus' request is that they are to let the little children come to him. Verse 16. But Jesus called the children to him and said, let the little children come. Do not hinder them. Much is going on in Jesus' life at this point in time. I'm not sure if you've ever thought about that. But people are constantly coming to him or being brought to him. He's healing and he's teaching. And of course, at this stage in his life and ministry, he's busy avoiding arrest as well as the religious leaders want to do away with him. But it's not yet his time. And people were bringing their children to Jesus here. They wanted him to bless them and to pray for them. And we bring our children to Jesus that he might bless them. We bring our children to Jesus for we want them to learn of him and to be saved. The first thing we recognize about Jesus here is his heart. His heart. The disciples were annoyed that people were bringing the little children. He was a busy man. He was speaking a lot, and so he was tired. There were more important things for him to be concerned about, or so those disciples thought. But here we see Jesus' heart. He is never too busy for anyone. He longs that all would come to him. He says, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Let the little children come." These children didn't bring money. They couldn't serve Jesus by doing things for him. And yet they have a special place in Jesus' heart. He loves them. He longs to see them and to talk with them. He longs to bless them. And here's an important lesson for us older folks. Jesus isn't interested in our money. Might upset the treasurer this morning. Jesus isn't interested in our money. His Father owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. He's not interested in what we can do. He's got all, a whole myriad of angels at his ready. But he is interested in us as we are. That's pure grace. Yes, he encourages us to bring our gifts once we know him and love him. Yes, he longs for us to serve him within the church and to share the gospel with others. But we cannot earn our salvation by doing these things. We earn our salvation by accepting that pure grace, that pure gift of love. Jesus' heart is for the children. Jesus' heart is for all humanity. And this is a key thing for us this morning. The kingdom of God is for the unexpected in the world. People didn't view children as important in that day, but Jesus is showing that they are. And this is what we notice from his statement in verse 17, because he says, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." The kingdom is for unlikely people, for the unexpected, for all who will come to trust in Jesus, no matter about their background or about their status in life. The kingdom of God is for the unexpected. Why else? With a young boy from Crieff who was so shy and stammers and stutters so much, end up as a pastor. Why would so many of you be sitting here this morning worshiping God if it wasn't for the fact, not that I'm saying you're unusual, but yeah, he calls the unexpected. He calls everybody, no matter your background, no matter your experience, no matter your status, no matter who you think you are or what people think about you, Jesus calls you as a sinner to come to him, and he welcomes you. Just as those little children were welcomed as they came with empty hands and with an open heart. And notice Jesus' heart is kind and compassionate there. He's not angry with the children. He welcomes them with open arms. In Mark's account, we read that after Jesus spoke these words, he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and he blessed them. Jesus was comfortable with the children, and the children were comfortable with Jesus. And that's a big thing to notice. Children read the attitude of adults. They know instantly whether they can trust them or not. They know if they're kind and gentle, or they know if they are gruff and unkind. The children spoken of here come straight up to Jesus and sit on his knee. They know his heart. But you know, as well as his heart, we see his hands. Luke tells us there in verse 15 that people were bringing babies to Jesus to have him touch them. Touch them. You heard me right. They wanted Jesus to touch their children. No, these parents are not hero worshippers who want the thrill of this great teacher touching their children. They're not sending their children to Jesus to get a selfie. That's not what it's about. It's not a superficial or shallow thrill that they are after. Rather, they want Jesus to change the lives of their child. You see, friends, touching is a means of bringing a blessing in Scripture. Think of Isaac. Though he was fooled into thinking it was Esau touching Jacob and blessing him with every sort of blessing. Think of Jacob on his deathbed. His 12 sons, the sons of Joseph, come before him, and he touches each one of them, and he blesses them with all kinds of wonderful blessings. Think of Jesus touching someone or being touched by someone. When the woman who had been bleeding for 18 years touched Jesus, the life and healing power and strength of Jesus flowed into her life. And when Jesus touched a man born blind, he was given sight. When Jesus touched a man with leprosy, he was healed. Whenever Jesus touches someone, that someone is changed in some way, somehow. The life of Jesus flows in and to and through them. And so before he left that place that day, Jesus placed his hands on each one of the children and he blessed them and he prayed for them. Mark tells us that in his retelling of this encounter. He took the time necessary to do it. No matter how young they were, no matter how insignificant they appeared to be, Jesus took the time to place his hands on them. He took the time. Sometimes we're too quick to run away from kids, aren't we? Too quick to brush them off as unimportant. I was standing outside the other day chatting to Ruth, as it turned out, actually, our former youth worker. We're outside chatting, and this bunch of kids all came past. Hello, Hamish! Hello, Hamish! And I broke off from our chat to chat to them for a couple of minutes. And then, of course, Ruth, being Ruth, then said to me, "How come they don't remember me?" I said, "They only remember good people." That's terrible, isn't it? Spend time with the kids. Jesus took the time. Never for one minute think that Jesus is not interested in you, friend. Doesn't matter if you're not a child. You are a child of God. Doesn't matter if you're one or two or three, or whether you happen to be 63, 73, 83. I think I've just about covered everybody. Doesn't matter. Jesus is interested in you. You are not insignificant. No matter how young or how old you are, Jesus loves you and he cares for you. No matter where your life has taken you thus far, it can never be too far from Jesus. He longs to touch your life and he longs to transform your life. Jesus' hands are kind hands, says the old children's chorus that I remember from growing up. Jesus' hands are kind hands doing good to all. Jesus' request is that the children be allowed to come. He has a heart of love and compassion for all people, but especially for the children. Parents' responsibility, Jesus' request. And I do want to finish just quickly with one final thought, because there is a responsibility on the church. There's a responsibility on each one of us here this morning to welcome children. And for this, let me use the disciples as an example. The disciples represent the people of God today. Those present here within the church family. Jesus has a word for them. These disciples tried to rebuke the people and send the children away. This seems strange to me and to you probably as well. These men have been with Jesus. They've seen him welcome many people to his side. Jesus never turned anyone away, even when a man called Nicodemus came to him in the middle of the night. Jesus took the time to be with him. And so there's a responsibility on us, friends, to allow people to come to Jesus. And the first responsibility there is do not hinder them. We're not to stop them from coming. It doesn't matter how young or how old they are, we must help them find Jesus. We must bring them to him. The disciples tried to stop people. That's what it says in verse 15. When the disciples saw this, when they saw everybody bringing their children to Jesus, the disciples rebuked them. The disciples told them off. Perhaps they thought he was too tired. Perhaps they thought he was too busy. Either way, Jesus rebuked them. Verse 16, he said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them." And they've been here before. Do you remember the disciples before? Think back to the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus and his disciples had traveled to a quiet place to be on their own, but the crowd had found them and had followed along. And after time teaching them, Jesus said to his disciples that they should feed the crowd. And the disciples tried to get Jesus to get rid of them, send them home, send them to their own homes, get them to go and buy their own food. We don't have enough here. And Jesus had other ideas, and he wanted to feed them. And he found a way. The disciples have learned many lessons like that. But like us, they still try and do things their own way. and not Jesus' way. Friends, we are not to stop our children from coming to Jesus. We are not to hinder them. When we hinder them when we view them as unimportant. We hinder when we view them as not worth it. We hinder when we put them down and when we cast them aside. Let us not stop our children from coming to Jesus. And then Jesus encourages the disciples and us about our responsibility when he says a positive thing. He says, welcome them. Do welcome them, says Jesus. He says in verse 16 that the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. In fact, as he goes on to say, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. We are to come ourselves with childlike faith and accept Jesus as he is. Just as Esther wants to keep coming forward this morning. Eh? We have not to think about it too much. We're not to argue the case for doing it. We are simply to come and to trust and to accept. Jesus says we are to welcome the children. The disciples were to welcome them in because they were exactly the people Jesus wanted to welcome. Evangelist Louis Palau tells of an incident during a crusade in Bolivia years ago when his day started with a breakfast where he shared Christ with a number of top government officials. He was looking forward to a lunch with the Bolivian president, but at mid-morning he was in the middle of a press conference in his hotel room when there was a knock on the door, and a team member walked in with a small Bolivian girl, about 11 years old, who had seen Palau on TV and was anxious to talk to him. Palau felt a bit irritated with the team member for bringing her into his room at a time like that, but he greeted the child. He picked up a book, he signed it, and he gave it to the little girl, and he said, Lord, bless you, sweetheart. And he began leading her to the door. She took two steps, and then she stopped, and she looked up confidently at Mr. Palau, and she said, Mr. Palau, I really wanted to receive Christ into my heart today. Louis was caught short. He dismissed the newsmen, asked them to leave his room, and he sat down, and he led that little girl to Jesus. Later that day, he also had the privilege of leading the president of Bolivia to Christ. Both appointments extremely significant. As a church, friends, we have a responsibility to not hinder our children. It doesn't matter how young or how old they happen to be. We are to welcome them just as Christ welcomes us. Let that be an important lesson for us. And so let me draw this all together just to remind us that we are taught here to let the little children come to me. We are to bring children to Jesus. There is a parent's responsibility to bring them to Jesus, to encourage and to educate at home, and by bringing them to church. Sandy and Jay, you have been given an awesome responsibility with Esther and with your other children. Keep bringing them to Jesus. We saw Jesus request as well that children be allowed to come to him. We saw his heart and his hands. He loves the little children and he longs to take them in his arms and to bless them. And there is a responsibility on the church as well. We are not to hinder our children, but to gladly welcome them in, because the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Be encouraged today. Be encouraged to keep bringing our children to Jesus. Be encouraged to let the little children come to me. Let's pray together, shall we? Loving God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for all that it teaches us, all that it reminds us. Lord, we thank you for the importance of our children and the reminder of that this morning. We thank you for each child here, even amidst some of the talking and the coloring and the chatting and the dancing. Lord, we thank you for each one of them. We thank you for the joy and delight that they are. And we pray for them, Father God, that they would all grow to know you, to love you, to walk in your ways. And Lord, we pray for every parent in this place that they would take that responsibility seriously to bring their children up well, to encourage and to educate them. Lord, we pray as a church family that we would be a place where children are always welcome, where people from every walk of life and stage of life and status of life are welcome in this place. Lord, help us to stand with and to support parents. Help us to encourage children. Help us to point people to Jesus always. And so, Lord, we pray this morning that as we leave this place, we would think on these words that we've been hearing this morning. I pray, Father God, if there's anything of man, that it be taken away, and that only that which is of you would remain. Lord, I pray you to help us to ponder it and to apply it to our lives. And above all, Father God, we pray that you would help us all to learn that lesson, to let the little children come to you. We thank you for all of your promises and your word. We thank you for all that you teach us. And we just ask that you would continue with us now as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.